Good morning, RBN. You're listening to Thought Crime Live on Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. I'm your host, Stephen Douglas Whitener. And today is July the 15th, 2023. And this is hour one. I wanted to thank y'all for joining me. And I really tell you, I had a blast last weekend. We were at the Dixie Republic and the Dixie Fest was going on. I apologize for the audio problems we had at the beginning. There was a little echo, but it was terrific time. There's going to be another event too at the Dixie Republic. October the 28th will be the next one. It's called Fall for Dixie. And if you are or could be near Traveler's Rest at that time, you really would have enjoy it. And I want to thank the Dixie Republic for sponsoring RBN, and you guys help do that too. RBN, you know, is listener supported. That's the only way that we keep the free speech coming is for listeners to fund it because, you know, free speech isn't free. So if you are able to help RBN, just you can go to the website on republicbroadcasting.org, and there's that big yellow donate button. Just smash that donate button, or you can call RBN staff to donate via credit card, debit card. If you call 800-724-2719 at extension 3, you know, you can set one up. And I really am glad to be here at Mr. Stadmiller's neighborhood, y'all. I just wanted to do a little housekeeping with that, because the only way we can keep going like the canary in the coal mine here is for y'all to help us. And I had mentioned before that we were planning to have USS Liberty survivors to come on. And as Mike Getty mentioned last night, if you weren't listening, a couple of those guys passed away. And so it's going to be a few more weeks before, but we do intend to get them on, you know, to get their testimony and their story from them as soon as we can. And I have a couple. I have a couple of guests, and I see that we had a little bit of an audio problem. My first guest, I have two guests to start with, and both of them are associated with peoplesrights.org, and that's part of what the show was going to be about. And it's also about a land grab. I have Michael Harrington first, sir. Michael, let's see if we can. If that's fixed now, if I can hear you, sir. Are you there?
I hope so.
There you go. You sound terrific. Yeah. So you tell us, just tell us who you are and what's going on there in your neck of the woods with these, you know, masters of war coming after after the land.
Perfect. So my name is Michael Harrington. I am from the Western United States. I'm over here from Utah, and I work on several ranches out in Nevada and northern Arizona. And currently what we have going on is the bureaucracies that, you know, doing their fine, lovely, unconstitutional jobs.
Yes.
Currently right now, what's going on is through the use of the Bureau of Land Management, Department of Interior, Forest Service, and Indian Affairs, and a very lovely senator named Kristi Sinema from Arizona, the feds are getting ready to take 1.1 million acres of northern Arizona and turn it into tribal lands.
And what would happen to the people living there? This is private property at place where people live at the moment, isn't it?
Right. There's a lot of private property. There's a lot of ranches, lots of farms, lots of, you know, deeded rights to the area for, you know, ranching, logging, all sorts of different stuff. What's going to happen is they're basically, so let me back up a little bit. So the way that they're taking this is they're using what's known as the Antiquities Act. And what that does is it took congressional power of buying state land and acquiring state land for the federal government.
Yes.
And so that's the power that Congress has. And what it did and does is the Antiquities Act, Congress gave the president that power. And okay. So he basically sits in his chair, writes an executive order, and by the wick of a pen, rights are nullified for certain areas and things.
So this is just an executive order, you're saying, that created this new, well, so what are they calling it? Is it a preserve? Is it like it's going to be federal land, but is it a park or exactly? Yeah. What
it is the senator that I spoke of earlier, Kristen Sinema, got together with a bunch of tribal leaders, and they went to Biden and said, "Hey, can you create a national monument?" And I am not going to pretend that I speak Native American at all, so I'm going to butcher this, but it's basically called the Baja Navajo Ikahai Kuvenian Grand National Monument. So they're basically taking like the pre-existing Grand Canyon National Monument, and they're adding another 1.1 million acres to it, essentially, but it's going to be tribal land instead of
private property and the people that live there, I guess. Yes. So, right. Yes. Yeah, I see that it was in 1906 that the Antiquities Act was passed at Teddy Roosevelt, just as I thought. And that, you know, people all like having parks and stuff, but it just was a huge federal land grab. And it's gotten worse as well. And I remember that they had a BLM thing, you know, that was happened like 2015 in Nevada, and they were standing off the BLM from this. But so have they told the ranchers they have to leave or – is it? Yeah. What's the status with that?
So right now, the current update is the executive order has actually reached Biden's office, and he has quite literally just been sitting on it the last month. It's kind of odd because they were so very gung-ho about taking all of this, and then they're just kind of sitting on it now. Wow. And so there's about when it all comes crashing down and they use the bureaucracies to do all of this, there's about 60 ranchers that are going to stand up against it because they're going to lose their livelihood. And these aren't first generation ranchers. These are multiple generation ranchers, you know?
Yes. Well, I'm glad that you're trying to stand up to this. I don't know how you could, I mean, this government just, you know, it does what it wants. It basically, it has no limits to me. There's no constitution that they follow. They just like you said, the flick of a pen. And that's what that's what's done. It's been that way for quite a while, and it's gotten worse and worse. I agree. Okay. Well, we also have another guest with us who's part of peoplesrights.org, and I wanted to shift and both of you guys to talk about that organization some and your experiences with it. I also have Lori Marr, and Lori, could you introduce yourself to the listeners?
Okay, yeah, my name is Lori Marr, and I joined People's Rights in 2020 when it was first formulating into something where there was an actual communication network, mm-hmm. and I'm in Idaho, and so I was with Ammon Bundy a lot when it first started coming to fruition anyway.
Yes, we Ammon's called in to Thought Crime Live before from, you know, is that, do you know if the last I heard, they were coming to arrest him on a civil warrant not long ago, which just made no sense to me at all. But, you know, that just, that was the latest we'd heard from Mr. Bundy. So you, do you have any update on that?
Yeah, so the Jim County Sheriff, it was Ada County that demanded the warrant, and which was actually contrary to the Idaho rules of civil procedure. They should have just entered a default and then, you know, charged him with the default judgment. But they've allowed St. Luke's to amend the complaint four times, and then they turned it, they're trying to turn it into a criminal contempt of court. So they're actually trying, St. Luke's is trying to convert a civil case against Ammon where, well, People's Rights Network, but they won't let any of us speak as if we're a part of People's Rights Network. They're saying that Ammon Bundy and Diego Rodriguez are People's Rights, and they're the only ones that are allowed to represent the network. And so we have a lot of issues here. But now they're trying to go for $7.5 million against Ammon and Diego for defamation because of the activity regarding baby Cyrus. So People's Rights is autonomous areas. And so we're in Idaho, and someone in Utah made a post in the newsroom. And so they're saying that Ammon Bundy is responsible for somebody in Utah. And so we tried to explain how the network works, but nobody cares. It seems they just want to string up and break Ammon and Diego.
Yeah, the lawfare that's being waged against the people is, it's ridiculous. Well, I've talked about some of that. The listeners here know what happened with the going after Jim Fetzer and then Alex Jones for all, you know, these huge judgments just to try to shut people up. And it just along the same lines. And, you know, it's an example of this. They just do what they want, you know, and then cover it with color of law, I guess. It just, it seems to me that it's like the Bolshevik 2.0, that we're living in the USSA. What do you guys think about that? Let me ask Michael to answer that first. Do you think we're living in the Bolshevik 2.0? Is this the USSA now, sir? What do you think? Do you think that's...
But I've got some experience, like some direct experience with this one, so I'll kind of share my experiences that I've had in correlation with my answer.
Okay.
So in 2020, I led a standoff against the federal government at 19. And what was happening was a man became a sovereign citizen. He got rid of his federal citizenship and became a citizen of the state of Utah. And he quit paying federal income tax. Well, the feds, you know, they don't like not having money for deploying their army. So they created a fake deed entitlement to this man's house. And through the use of a federal judge, the man's literal neighbor and the sheriff of Utah County, they all got together and literally created a fake deed and sold his house at auction without ever a court date. And so without ever a court date, and then they stole the house, and Ryan Bundy actually ended up getting him back into his house. And that was in April of 2020. And so following, coming to August of 2020, the sheriff was starting to threaten physical violence against his family. And I was part of our state militia at the time, and we just said, hell no. I mean, you're not going to hurt a family over a piece of paper. And so for basically 2 months, we lived in this man's backyard, you know, bulletproof vests, rifles. I mean, we were fully aware of the situation. And So I've personally, I mean, the night that they actually raided the house, they sent 75 officers and 6 National Guardsmen for 3 people. I was one of the 3. So I've quite literally, I mean, they had 3 SWAT teams. They had snipers, armored vehicles, drones. They had a bomb squad. They had canines. I've seen the whole Gestapo spiel directly, and it's definitely made me realize that we are not living in a free land where the people are in charge. We're living in a communistic country.
Yes, I believe you're correct. That's what we're going through. This is what the Gulag Archipelago looks like in the United States in 2023. History may not repeat, but it rhymes, so to speak. And I've thought that for some time, you know, that this is not our country anymore. And I've seen also, we've all seen these FBI raids on peaceful people, you know, people who just, you know, they happen to walk into the or say something about January 6th, and these people still rotting, horrible conditions and being sentenced to long sentences for basically nothing, just for being politically incorrect. And, you know, that would you agree with that, Lori? Do you think this is the USSA now?
Oh my gosh, I would take your USSA and I would up your ante to we're in 1983.5. We're almost 1984 right here, and George Orwell would be rolling in his grave right now.
Okay, here's the first break, y'all. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
People are getting stupid, and now there's proof. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. This year's spring edition of Intelligence Online reported on IQ tests of 18 to 60-year-olds. The online magazine has been doing this study for quite some time, and this year's report was the first time that the average IQ of Americans dropped. Usually, the average IQ went up 3 to 5 points every decade. This time it went down. Well, look at the age range, 18 to 60-year-olds. Anyone under 48 was educated entirely under the Federal Department of Education. Those who predate the Department of Education are aging out of the study, skewing the average. Do we really need any more evidence that government, especially the federal government, should not be involved in educating our young people? Instead of critical thinking, young people are being taught sexuality. Logic and reason have become political correctness. History is now critical race theory. This is starting to look a lot like the plot from the movie Idiocracy. And if you own a firearm, then you need carry insurance. Get the most affordable carry insurance on the market and save another 10% by using code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, see this Pashem. Parabellum.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back, Thought Criminals. I have a couple of guests speaking with Michael Harrington and Lori Marr. Before I let our third guest introduce himself, Lori, let me let you go ahead and respond to that. You were going to up us one on the USSA and said it was 1984. I'll let you finish that thought before we move on.
Yeah, basically, it's funny. It would be funny if it wasn't true, but it seems to me that the USSA, the Gulag Archipelago, is calm compared to the 1984 sort of total control over your life and your fortune through the social credit system. Mm-hmm. So China's style is coming, which is, I think, worse than the Russian style of fascist, communist, total control.
You know, I would... It, almost as if the Chinese are the model for the world system with the facial recognition and the social credit and digital money. They've already admitted, someone said the other day that they would use the digital currency to control undesirable actors, you know, that come after us. That's just... And that's what they have been doing. And, okay, I have another guest who's associated with the group and these kinds of events. And, sir, I'm going to let you introduce yourself so I don't butcher your name. But
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Hi. Could you, go ahead, introduce yourself to us. And you're associated with the, please, go right ahead, sir.
Yeah, my name is Lazaro Escenaro. Ecenaro.
Lazaro Esc. Okay, thank you. Esc. All right. Yes, sir.
So, hey, so you know, it's remarkable the direction of the way our country's going, and basically going against what the principles of our founding fathers, in which they wrote the Constitution and Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. And lost our ways because...
Sorry, sir. Yeah, I would say, you know, that the Constitution, we go over that it was a con from the beginning. You know, these rights that government pretty much can do what they want to do. That's kind of my point of view, the Declaration of Independence. You're right. But it says for us to resist and tyranny. That was one of the responsibilities that gave us, isn't it, sir?
Absolutely. And
okay.
which is right after the Reconstruction Act of 1871. These criminal cabal actually flipped everything down through our learning institutions, and basically methodically throughout the years they removed the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, including the Bible from the schools, and it was a perfect way to hijack our republic.
Yes, sir. We discussed those things a good bit. Are you part of the peoplesrights.org, sir?
No, I was heavily involved in regards to the Bundys and the Hammonds case. I was one of the researchers behind the investigation of the Hammonds land regarding Uranium One and the Clinton Foundation. Mm-hmm. And basically all the documents and proof on how they went to commit, the government was there to do two things, steal the land from the Hammonds, obviously, and then to steal the minerals off the Hammonds. And obviously what the Bundys were trying to do was trying to protect the Hammonds' land from this criminal cabal under Barack Hussein Obama. And in a highly transfer of uranium from the United States to Canada and through Russia. And obviously now we have huge implications in what we're seeing with the war in Ukraine. And all that was already pre-planned back in 2016 when Hillary Clinton became Secretary of State.
I remember reading that it being suggested that there may have been a plan to take tag. You know they can trace the isotopes and know where uranium comes from. If there was to be a bomb, and so that they would use that to implicate Russia in a false flag. I don't know if that's the case or not. And we're coming at the bottom of the hour break, y'all. Please hold on. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Welcome back, Thought Criminals. You're listening to Thought Crime Live on Republic Broadcasting Network, and I have a whole roundtable of Thought Criminals this Saturday morning. And Michael Harrington, Lori Marr, and Lazaro, I wanted to let you respond to that about the possibility of a false flag before I asked you another question, sir. Did you ever heard anything like that, that they were, you know, because who knows? I mean, it's just speculation, but this was Uranium One, and it just, you know.
Well, obviously, yeah. I mean, we should not be surprised if they use a false flag. I mean, it would be naive if we don't. Obviously, they don't try to do anything to start World War III. But at the end of the day, to our brothers and sisters out there, especially the Serena military and their treasonous communist peddler Joe Biden, why would you put your life on risk if we under Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary as Secretary of State and Joe Biden as Vice President, transfer highly rich uranium to Russia? What do you think Russia is going to do to uranium? You honestly believe that uranium discriminates? You think the uranium cares if you're a Democrat or a Republican or a man or a woman? So at the moment that the Russians decided to use highly rich uranium on their cluster bombs or whatever bombs they're going to put on, remember where that uranium came from, the United States. You know, when I see, as everybody says, it caused, from our soil, from our land.
Yes. Well,
welcome to communism.
You know, I believe that it's actually that we're the ones that sent the depleted uranium to Ukraine not long ago, and you know I would expect a false flag in that regard even more so. But you know, that's, you know, who knows? Yeah, you know, I just, what times, strange days, like it said. Now, did you hear about? Are you aware of the house grab that Michael was talking about that happened? That they were. What authority is there? Any, how do they claim to be able to, you know, make another deed and take another guy's house? Are you familiar with that case too?
I am familiar. I spoke to Ryan about that. That's in the fraud. Obviously it's unconstitutional. They can't do that, but the problem is that most of the American people are naive and they don't know their rights. They can't do that. What we have to we don't have to do anything, but as Americans, when they do this, the whole purpose or the whole premise behind it is because they have financial ties in doing this this fraud. And within the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, it talks about emolument violation, and it goes further deep in the Federalist Papers. So the emolument, the purpose of the emolument clause was to tell the anybody that was to come to government that you cannot hold any financial interests while you serve office or being a public servant. And what most people are forgotten that all these criminals have financial interests, not just through our lands, but through Wall Street and insurance bonds. And until we come together and start realizing the word emolument clause, you start realizing that every member of Congress and the House of Representatives, the Oval Office and the Senate, they all have financial investment, including your legislators. And they're all violating the emolument clause. And that's where you hit them. You hit them on the commerce and showing the fraud on the commerce. Because remember, the word law, it means land, air, and water. It's all the jurisdiction of which, how to move the courts into what jurisdiction. Do you want it under common law or do you want it under admiralty law, administrative law, which is land and air?
Okay, I have heard this before, yes, sir, but I have seen it violated that government has the power. They pretty much do as they would. And there was one thing I wanted to mention too earlier. Someone, I think it was Michael, that said someone had become a quote sovereign citizen, and that to me just seems like a contradiction in terms that you couldn't be a sovereign and a citizen. That's just kind of how it feels to me with that. Yes, but I understand how the term is used. Okay, let the other guests respond to you, sir. Michael, would you like? Either one, if you guys are done. Michael, what justification did they give? You know, it's like you said, they made a false deed. It's like if you get on a, you guys, if we get targeted, then, you know, they're going to do what they want. It seems like to me that's where we are, is what I'm saying. Yeah. Go ahead, sir.
So your question is what guise of authority are they claiming?
Yeah, when the guy came and you said that they had sold it. I mean, how can anybody just do that? That just, you know, it just boggles my mind. But, you know, I'm not.
So under constitutional authority and, of course, state authority, they have no authority to do it. But what's interesting is this is not the first time it's actually happened. It's happened a ton. And so the authority that they're claiming in that particular case was through the 16th Amendment of, well, you owe us income to. And so they tried claiming that the man owed $22 million in back taxes.
Oh, man.
And so it was under the guise of the 16th Amendment that you owe us our money, so we're going to take your house is 100% what they did.
That they don't want private property. I mean, like you said, this is a communist country. That's what they're coming for. It's just, yeah, it.
Well, so
yeah, it's infuriating and troubling. I just, yeah.
It gets even deeper with that when it comes to private property. Was the man built bought a lot in 1994? And this is in Cedar Hills, Utah, so up near like American Fork and Salt Lake and up in that area. And he was the only – so he bought the lot, built a house, and he's the only person ever owned the place. Mm-hmm. And over the years, he actually got the land patented, and he got allodial title to the property. And so that really irritated them even more because that's absolute ownership and entitlement.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's what I can see why they would pick that out now. Okay. I didn't have all that information, but I mean, not saying that's right, just but it does explain a little bit more. Yeah.
Right. So because, you know, $22 million in back taxes, quit paying federal taxes, and he's one of the few people that I've been studying this out since. Due to the nature of it, he's one of the few people recently in the last 10 years or so that's actually gotten the feds to hand over a land patent.
A land patent. Okay. That's something I've never heard before, but okay.
It's so the way the West was won was through, you know, the Homestead Act and whatnot. And through the Homestead Act and, they started privatizing, you know, deeded land. And so it becomes absolute ownership and an entitlement to the property. And
well, I'm glad. Go ahead, sir.
I was just going to say, I got my legal dictionary right here. And so, let's see, patent. The actual legal definition is a grant of some privileges or property or authority made by the government or sovereign of the country to one or more individuals. The instrument by which a state or government grants land to an individual and grants may be by the government to an inventor, conveying or securing all rights exclusively to make use and sell his inventions for terms over the years. And so it just gives absolute ownership, you know.
And this eventually led to a raid that included National Guardsmen too. How many SWAT teams and stuff? It just this is that same situation, isn't it?
Right. Yep.
Yeah, Lori, what do you think about living in a country that used that much force on someone that's peaceful? Three people. Lori, are you still with us? What do you think about living in a country like that? I mean, with that they have the absolute monopoly on violence, and you know, if you try to stand up at all, then you're going to get smacked down. It seems like more and more like we were saying, Bolshevik 2.0 here.
Amen. And so, yeah, absolutely. And it's incremental, and it's done with a lot of slow programming. We know that's how the Marxists work, right? So
yes.
And then, you know, it's overwhelm you and then roll it back, just like they did with COVID. And so, you know, I hate it. I absolutely hate it. I feel convicted by God to fight it. And, you know, I always joke around with my friends and family that the Lord did not give me this voice to annoy my husband and children. He gave it to me because I need to stand in his name for the freedom that Christ gives us. I don't know if everybody's Christian here, but that's what has compelled me to do it, because I have now a tiny little grandson that's 2 years old, and he was around the same age as baby Cyrus when they took baby Cyrus, which was Ammon's friend Diego. And I've known Diego. I knew Diego before I even knew Ammon. So this was very near and dear to me. And so absolutely, I think that us people that understand and know are the ones that have to be the bravery for the other people that understand and know, so that we give them the bravery when we stand. Even if we get knocked down, us standing will cause others to stand. And so we have to do this, because if we don't, then we might as well lay down and take our chip.
Yes, because I have to agree with you. I have to agree with you. Just stand.
Yeah, exactly. So what? Just stand. I mean, we don't even have to be. I mean, it's great to stand with arms, but it's also great to stand with a jug of water to help the other people that are standing with some chips or whatever, you know. And so we have to. That's why I love People's Rights, because People's Rights is not the militia. What People's Rights is the support for the people that are standing, just like what happened at Bunkerville, where, you know, people were standing and then other people bought pizza. They brought water, you know, they supplied the people that were standing. And so, you know, you could do calls and emails if you're like homebound and disabled, or whatever. So there's room for everybody in People's Rights, and everybody can stand, even if you're in a wheelchair. And we have to. At this point, we have to.
Well, tell folks how to reach People's Rights. You can text the word rights, RIGHTS, to a number. It's at 80321. Am I correct in that?
Very close. 80123.
Okay, sorry guys. thank dog I'm not dyslexic, but there you go. Yeah. Yes.
And to 80123, or you can go to peoplesrights.org and join there. It's on a private server that's stored offshore. We're doing the best we can to protect people's information, but it's a communication network. And so if you are in jeopardy with CPS or your land, like Michael's dealing with, and you see federales or whoever coming up your road, then you can text SOS and activate the network so your area assistants will vet your issue and then come assist you. And then we expect you to stand for your neighbors as well. So, you know, it goes both ways. You have to be willing to stand with your neighbors. And so it's really refreshing. We've in Washington, we rescued a baby out of a hospital. We rescued a elderly mother that was being detained by the hospital that they would not release her to her daughter. And so baby Cyrus, we got him back from CPS in 6 days. Normally it's 6 months before a child is returned to the family, if at all. We activated the network for our central district health, and people's rights went down to the district health meeting, and we never had a mask mandate in our health district because we stood. And so we know this works. And it's just a matter of people discerning, because people don't realize, people hold a lot of doublethink. And so, well, you know, I'm not a Trump fan, okay? But a lot of people love Trump, and they think the media lies about Trump. And so I always say, well, if you believe the media lies about Trump, why wouldn't you believe that the media lies about Ammon Bundy and people's rights? Because they are. And so you have to take the time to do that outreach.
I think you could just cut it off with "the media lies." That's really all you need to know and remember, because they lie. Anything that you see on corporate legacy media is either a complete lie or there to program you, not to inform or edify or encourage you in any way. And a lot more people are starting to recognize that fact, I think, in the normie world. I don't like seeing good-hearted people go off half-cocked, maybe, or whatever. I don't know how to put the phrase, but when we get round into meme warfare, they will make us part cannon fodder in their meme war. You know, I've seen that happen a few times, and you know, I have never seen that happen, I don't think, with the peoplesrights.org. And I know that one of my co-hosts, Mr. Richard Carey, has been to one of the meetups there when he lived in Chicago. He described that on his show a few times, and I have not been to one of the meetups here, but I have, you know, responded to the organization, and you guys tend to. I mean, if you're out there, you could find allies this way in your local neck of the woods. I believe it's just it's the perfect way to network, I guess, is a way to put it, and organizing would probably have, you know, people say we got to organize. Well, once you meet the people that you can vet, you vet the people in person before you start, you know, going certain directions, looking at certain things. And that happens in person, I think, more. And we have to realize that we're always being recorded by these devices and data mined everything we do. So, you know, what do you think about that, Mike? Michael, have you had much experience?
So yeah, I just wanted to comment on what Lori said.
Go ahead.
Sorry, mm-hmm. Lori, right? Yep.
Yes.
Just want to make sure I'm getting her name right. So when we were on our federal standoff, we actually had people's rights come to our aid as the militia. And because what had happened is, I mean, we were literally living in tents in the back of this guy's backyard 24/7. We always had a security team there, period. Didn't matter, period. Always had a security team. And so, like, for me, I wasn't working for 2 months. And so, luckily, I was very financially stable and was able to get, you know, very financially by. But to have people's rights there, I mean, they brought us pizza, they brought us cookies, they brought us drinks, Gatorades, just whatever it was. Because, like Lori said, a lot of people have the guts, but they may not have the means to stand as hard as we did. And so to be able to have people fulfill that secondary support role was the only way that we made it through what we went through. I mean, I cannot, and I'm a member of People's Rights. I was an area assistant down here in Utah for almost a year, and I cannot say enough of it. I mean, it's such a wonderful network of connecting and just bridging people to help others. I mean, that's what Christ commanded us to do. I mean, personally, I'm LDS, and I'm very faithful in my religion, and Christ commanded us to take care of each other, and this is just one way we can.
Well, I don't publicly identify with the religion, but I've lived my life at times as a Christian, and find a lot of things in common, at least. And I see that we have one of my co-hosts has called in, wanted to make a comment. Let me go to Luca Mino from Lucas World, comes on after Paul Edward Stevenson today. Luca, yes, sir. Do you have a comment,
sir?
How
are you doing this morning?
Howdy. Oh, man, I'm doing great. Living the dream, Luca. How about yourself?
I'm really doing good, and I'm just calling very quickly to thank everybody on your show and you for standing up and talking about one of the most difficult things that there are to talk about. And it just so happens that I'm going to be talking about that today on my show as well. That wasn't a plug, but I actually have a Native American, one of the real ones, okay, my best friend, brother from another mother, who's actually going to say what it's like. Has anybody ever heard of Spirit of the Treaties? Very, very important. It was called Spirit of the Treaties. What is your spirit? What is your intent? And it was just to steal the land. That's all it was. It was just, they were just lies to quickly and easily get, you know, smaller and smaller and smaller Indian land, and then we can confine them to the barren lands that where nothing grows and they can eat grass. That's what I'm going to be dealing with. So I just wanted to thank everybody, and you in particularly, for bringing that up, because it's such an important issue, and everybody goes, oh, that's my land. No, it's not your land. You're a caretaker for the crown. So thank you very much, and I'll let you go on that.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Luca. And, I can't imagine, I can't think of a treaty. What treaty hasn't this government broken? You know, it's like they're the ones pushing farther and farther. They backed Russia in a corner, you know, expanding NATO after that. It's our track record's not very good. I do not trust this government at all. I don't see how anyone could trust this government or this media. What about you guys? Either one.
Yeah, I mean.
Go ahead, Michael. Yeah.
Okay. For me personally, you know, the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo was how we actually, you know, got the territory of New Mexico after the Spanish-American War. And then that's how Arizona, you know, became a state through the Gadsden Purchase of 1912. And it's through those channels that, you know, right now we're in the trenches on. And it's, I was reading it, you know, reading the treaties and everything the other day, putting together some documents. And it's amazing how far we've just fallen from one treaty, and think of how many this country's actually signed. I mean, it's just mind-boggling how far we've come.
Yeah, I agree. Laurie, would you like to comment on that before we go to the break?
Well, I have a really good friend that I met before I ever met Ammon Bundy, and his name is called Balance Toe. He's a shaman. He is a Native American here from Idaho, and he became a state national. And he hates the word sovereign citizen because he said that is an oxymoron. And so he became a state national, which probably was easier for him because he is Native American. But he's very liberty minded as well. But I just wanted to make that clarification about being a state national versus being a federal citizen. So it seems like there's a movement there, but I haven't seen a lot coming from it. So I'm a little apprehensive. Yeah. Doing it because anyway.
Yeah, I don't see any magic beans, is the way one of my co-hosts Mike Gaddy puts it. There's no magic bean to beat this government. They have the force. They have the money and they have the intent to rule. And, you know, until we confront that, I don't think anything is going to change. You know, I don't know how to confront it. I'd love to make these people irrelevant, but, you know, that's just the pie in the sky. This old man would just love to have that, you know, but we got to build a different system, you know. Go ahead.
I want to make a very quick but also very important point is that we cannot vote our way out of this. We cannot beg, plead, or pander to get our way out of this. The only way to secure liberty is by standing. And so whether or not that becomes violent is up to the oppressor. Mm-hmm. But if they choose to become violent, we have to choose to defend ourselves instead of just succumbing to it. So, you know, that's my point, is that you can't vote your way out, and you're definitely not going to beg, plead, or even the court systems are so corrupt, they're kangaroo courts at this point.
Right. Well, that's well said. We'll be taking your calls all next hour, RBN. Stay tuned.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.